Jeremy Bradley here again, joining you live from Nashville, checking out everything that the city has to offer. And I got here pretty quickly, but not as quickly as you might in some of the vehicles. I'm at the Lane Motor Museum, and I'm here with Robert, who's giving us a tour of history. It's really just history. I mean, let's talk about first how many pieces you have here, how many vehicles, the kinds of vehicles. I mean, just go.
There are so many vehicles, and it is overwhelming to step onto the exhibition floor. On the floor itself, we have about 150 vehicles on display, and we change out these exhibits once a year. We've just opened with our new exhibits. But down below is in what we call the vault. There are somewhat above 500 more vehicles down there, and they are just stacked in together. It is so much fun to go down there and look at them.
It's wild, everybody, that on the main floor, I said it feels like a car dealership because you've got everything, you know, and everything is very polished and shiny. I got to tell you, I was looking for dust. There's nothing. The main level looks like a dealership, and then you go downstairs and it looks like a parkade, right, where you park underground, and it's just, and I'm like, where am I? Oh, I'm in a museum. That's right. So, and again, let's just talk about you've got different countries. You've got the different generations in terms of from very, very old vehicles to even some modern stuff from the, you know, 80s and 90s that we're used to. Some of your younger staff here. Well, we won't talk about them, but
no, it's true. Some of our older vehicles, you know, around turn of the century, turn of the last century, 1900s, we have a Renault from, I think, 1916 and a Ford from 1919. But there is, like you said, we've got a whole exhibit of cars from the 80s and 90s. That is real fun to look at, nostalgic for people of a certain age, called Radwood. It's a lot of fun. Some of those cars I've owned, like our Saab 900 Turbo.
Get you name dropping. Okay, all right. What else?
Let me see. What else? So all of our cars are. We've got the largest European collection in America. And a subset of that is our Czechoslovakian cars. We've got a really large collection of Tatra cars, a car that I always thought was an unusual car. And when I stepped into the museum the first time and saw that there was a Tatra T87, I was completely blown away by this. And then I would come to understand that we have the largest Tatra collection in America. It's pretty fun, and I got to drive that T87. Amazing. One of the unusual things about this museum is that it's a working museum. In that, yes, the cars are shiny and they look great, but if you look closely, you'll see that we actually do drive these around. We try to keep them running, and we take them to events and concours, but we also drive them on the weekends. That's a good perk of being here.
Taking your work home with you. I mean, just when we walked in, there's this big Monopoly car, and I thought it was just a display. It actually moves. It actually drives.
It actually runs and drives. This is a real unusual car. It was built on a golf cart chassis, and it was made for an AT&T commercial, and we acquired this vehicle because one of the writers of the commercial, when the commercial was over, asked the director if he could have the car, and he just had it in his garage for years, and he drove it in parades, and then he kind of let it sit in his garage, and then he graciously contacted us out of the blue from New Jersey and wanted to donate this car, and we just jumped at the chance. We just took it to Amelia Island 2 weeks ago, and it won People's Choice Award. It was a big hit.
Wow. I mean, so, you know, there's cars. I mean, you've got things hanging from the rafters. I mean, you've got almost every kind of vehicle you can imagine.
It's true. We've got bicycles and boats, and we've got amphibious cars. But like you said, yes, we also have airplanes hanging from the rafters. We've got a real healthy collection of flying fleas, really neat, small aircraft vehicles. They're fun to look at.
Then a two-part question as we wrap this up then. Where do all of these come from? I imagine there's a community of collectors and people who might, you know, buy online or trade or whatever. And then secondly, is there one that's on your wish list that you just haven't been able to track down?
Oh, man. There are several, and the vehicles that we collect are either one of a kind, or they have some kind of technically significant detail about them that's unique to automotive history. And these are the ones that we seek out, and they're really the hardest to find. We have a contingent of people who are enthusiasts, who understand what type of thing we look for, and so they're always on the lookout for us. And so often we get phone calls or emails and people showing us things that are new to us and things that are not new to us. As far as vehicles that we're looking for, gosh, there are some very unique. We just got this one unusual, one-of-a-kind Corvair style wagon that's just out of sight, and I didn't even know it existed until last week, and it came off the truck and totally blew my mind, called the Futura Waimea. It's unbelievable. So you think you know all these unusual cars, and they just they're out there. They show up, and we don't know about them. And some of the more unusual ones, like for instance, some of the flying cars are so sought after, and you know, since we're a nonprofit, they're probably even out of our price ranges. But
you would gladly take a donation of one?
We would gladly take a donation of one, for sure.
Well, where can people get in touch then if they did want to either make a donation or make a visit here?
They could reach us. They could reach me at jones@lanemotormuseum.org, and they could come to our website at lanemotormuseum.org, and we've got our contact information there and hours of operation and tour information and so forth.
All right, so I've got to head out. Which one are you taking to drive me into my next stop?
I think we'll take the Multipla, and we'll head down the highway in it.
Oh, yes. We've got pictures on our website, nashville.jvonair.com. Robert, thank you so much.
You bet. It's been a real pleasure.
The Lane Motor Museum here in Nashville, everybody.